How's this for a comparison? The latest economic snapshot from the Commonwealth Bank shows the New South Wales unemployment rate has dropped to a decade low of 4.7%. But in the top end, it's a completely different story. Unemployment is at 5.2%, a four-year high. The federal government loves to celebrate its economic successes, especially on the jobs front. So how is it then that the Northern Territory has been left behind, apparently? Our reporter David Taylor is here. David, don't we know that the Northern Territory often lags behind the states?
Linda, yes, but not always. And at the moment, it's particularly yawning. So New South Wales going pretty well at the moment. Retail spending is up. People are out there shopping at stores. Construction is doing well, especially with regard to infrastructure and housing. 350 cranes over Sydney right now. And of course, the population is doing quite well. Compare that to the Northern Territory, where you've got retailers struggling, business spending is down, of course, because of the completion of the investment stage of two gas projects I'm about to mention has come off the boil. And property prices are also falling. And of course, Linda, folks are leaving the Territory as well.
So what is it that's causing the most pain? Is it the end of those gas projects? Is it the fact that people are leaving?
I think it's the falling population. It's partly because it's so connected with all the other problems I just mentioned. CommSec economist Ryan Felsman is one of the report's authors.
We've seen the end of the mining construction boom up there. The projects, particularly around gas, have ended in terms of job creation and capital spending around those projects. So as a consequence of that, there's less jobs being created there. As a consequence, there's less demand as far as interstate moves or migration to Darwin in particular. You know, if you look at our data, it's really reflective of what's happened over the last decade or so. And compared to then, Northern Territory is certainly lagging as far as where it was previously.
Well, you use words like lagging, but it's on paper, especially from your report, it looks like quite bleak.
You know, you've got a combination of the jobs market there slowing and of course, population growth being anemic. So combine those two together, it's not the brightest outlook for Northern Territory at the moment, that's for sure.
CommSec economist Ryan Felsman speaking with David Taylor, who's with me in the studio. So, David, if this has been emerging over the past decade or so, is there a bigger policy problem here?
Well, Linda, it comes down to the makeup of the Northern Territory economy itself. So, over the past decade, it's relied heavily on two major gas projects, the ConocoPhillips gas development in the early 2000s and now the INPEX gas project. So you've got the situation where you've got fly-in, fly-out workers coming into the Northern Territory, coming into Darwin, and then going back out again. So they're not spending their money in town, and workers, while they're in town, are crowding out tourists during the week. So it's a really awkward combination. Ken Parrish is a senior law lecturer at Charles Darwin University. He argues the Northern Territory's problems stem from a decade of economic mismanagement by both sides of politics.
They should have known from the ConocoPhillips experience that all of the things that are now happening were going to happen because they've happened before.
And who ultimately takes responsibility for that? That lack of foresight?
I think what happened is that they kept spending when they probably should have been more frugal. They should have and probably did know that it wasn't going to last. I mean, it's a bit the same as on a national level that the, you know, Howard and Costello did when they were in the peak of the China mineral boom. And, you know, they gave everybody tax cuts and family allowance benefits and all sorts of things that were clearly not going to be sustainable when the boom ended, which is why we've been in deficit ever since. And you know, on a micro level, that's precisely what's happened here.
Ken Parrish from Charles Darwin University. So, David Taylor, there seems to be an even bigger picture here. Prime Ministers and Treasurers love to talk up the national economy when it's going well, but can one figure like GDP, for example, really represent the national story?
Well, Linda, this is where I reckon the economics nerds might get a bit of a kick out of this a little bit. You see, GDP, we talk about gross domestic product as wrapping up the whole economy, but does it really? Does one figure represent the entire national economic picture? If you've got such a disparity between the Northern Territory's economy and the New South Wales economy, can we really talk about a national economic picture? We can in terms of comparing Australia to the rest of the world and GDP growth generally, but this raises questions.
Okay, David, thank you very much. David Taylor with that story for us.